Vaporwave News Network, episode 18.
Hello, and welcome to the Vaporwave News Network, a podcast about the contemporary vaporwave scene. We feature news, discussion, and current trends, as well as reporting on releases and events in the vaporwave, future funk, and adjacent communities. I'm your host, Alex, aka Trucks Passing Trucks. I run Pacific Plaza Records in addition to DJing and booking events over my past 7 years of being involved in the vaporwave community. Welcome to Vaporwave News Network. It's episode 18, covering fall 2024, over 13 years since the start of this music genre and art movement. There's been a ton of URL shows, new releases, and we're shouting out some of the great records from the first half of the year. But before all that, let me remind you that you could check out our website, vaporwavenewsnetwork.com, where we have articles, reviews, and all our graphics from each episode of the show. If you click on support the show or subscribe, you can get added to our email newsletter or become a paid member to get exclusive content and financially support the show. We've also opened up a poll for the top 5 releases of 2024, which you can find on our website. There's a Google form that you can fill out with your picks, as well as honorable mentions, best reissues, best physical media, and what you think are the biggest trends in the scene this year. It's got a bit more going on than last year's poll, and just as we did last year, we'll be reporting on the results in the new year. Voting will be open until the end of the year, December 31st, so head over to vaporwavenewsnetwork.com to submit your picks. You can also follow the podcast on social media at VW News Network. We're currently on Instagram and Blue Sky, plus we have a TikTok and a dead Twitter account. So please follow us and comment on our posts to help drive that engagement. For those of you moving over to Blue Sky, we have a starter pack that lists folks from the vaporwave and future funk scene to help get your feed populated and start interacting with like-minded people. If you join us on Blue Sky, there are also 2 great custom feeds created by Ognos that feature artists, musicians, and people involved in the vaporwave scene. One of the other feeds also catches all the posts mentioning vaporwave in the past 7 days. I've pretty much stopped opening Twitter, and with the influx of new people on Blue Sky, I've been posting a bunch and having some great interactions, so sign up if you are so inclined to have that pre-2021 Twitter experience. They even have DMs on Blue Sky now. We also have 2 curated playlists on Spotify that you can check out: Contemporary Vaporwave, which is our main playlist capturing all things from all subgenres, and Fresh Future Funk, which is loaded with current tracks from the past 6 months, and some classics or deep cuts from the past. I added new selections to both playlists the other day. Quick reminder to subscribe to the podcast or follow us on your platform of choice. If you're checking this out on YouTube, remember to leave a comment, like, and subscribe. If you can leave a comment on your streaming platform of choice, please do that as well. If you're listening on Spotify Mobile, scroll down to the description and interact with our polls and leave a comment. If you want to support the show, like I said earlier, you can head over to our website, vaporwavenewsnetwork.com, and become a member or associate producer. Big thank you to our highest tier supporters like Joe B. And if you'd like to join them in supporting us, you can join at the associate producer tier for $10 a month. We also have our $5 a month member tier, and you still get access to all the exclusive content like bonus vaporwave history articles, mixes, playlists, and interviews. Even if you can't financially support the show, you can sign up for the free tier so you get an email notification every time a new episode or feature article comes out, including our upcoming interviews that we're going to be doing in 2025. You can also leave comments on articles on the website, as well as get our monthly roundup. Our last one went out in early November, and it's available publicly on our website if you want to see what kind of things we recommend. So, what's been going on with me? Well, yet again, a longer than expected time putting this together, but I did want to cover all of fall 2024 to help me get back on track before the new year. I also had some pretty big life events and a holiday cheer to keep me busy the past month and a half. The biggest thing that happened was that I got engaged. I proposed to my longtime girlfriend, who sometimes helps edit my writing with things on the website, and I had a surprise Christmas light proposal and a little after party at my mom's house where I grew up. So it was awesome. She said yes. And now the hard work begins, planning a wedding for 2025. We also hosted our first Thanksgiving at our new place and have been taking care of our new kitten Peppermint, who's now 3 months old and he's going crazy all over exploring our little house. I also got to go up to Los Angeles and check out the new Y2K and Vaporwave themed bar, Zero Lounge, which seems like it will invigorate live grassroots vaporwave and future funk in LA. I know it's been motivating me to start throwing local shows again, and, you know, I've been getting the itch to throw a URL-IRL hybrid event, you know, under the VNN name. So if you think that sounds cool, or you want to help me make it a reality, get in touch. Today, I'm going to recommend a YouTube video that should have the word vaporwave in it, but it doesn't, by the channel Digging the Greats, who has a lot of good sample breakdowns of videos about hip-hop. This video is a bit different than his usual fare of sitting behind the turntables and monologuing. This time around, he covers the Solutions Program by Windstar Enterprises. I encountered Windstar Enterprises on the Bandcamp charts, but a trip to their retro website reveals a whole world of vaporous marketing, music, and videos that I think folks from our scene would dig. I won't give away the video in its finale, but we did send an email to contact Windstar Enterprises about their product and seminars to see how it would fit into our hauntological corner of the world. They've responded, and hopefully we'll do a little interview in the future. A link to the video by Digging the Greats is in the show notes. Sweat.biz, the night I'm a resident DJ at, celebrated its 7th year anniversary on December 15th. We're the longest running vaporwave and future funk DJ night in North America, thanks to the tireless efforts of our leader and booker, Aglotto, aka the guy who circuit bends digital cameras. Our anniversary celebration was at our usual post-pandemic spot, the Whistle Stop Bar in San Diego. Big thanks to everyone who came out, and big thanks to our special guest, Frank Javsey and They Friend, who did a back-to-back with me to close out the night. It was so fun to throw down on the CDJs with a fellow DJ, so thank you so much for asking me. I really appreciate that. As always, if you're doing a streaming event and need a DJ set, please get in touch. I'm also available to do IRL gigs with enough notice since I'm back to my usual flexible schedule at work. You can get in contact through my DJ Instagram at TrucksPassingTrucks or through the Pacific Plaza social media handles. Now, on to the show. So what happened in the vaporwave scene this fall? Well, this fall we had shows in Los Angeles, Brooklyn, Phoenix, Baltimore, Maryland, Washington, Chicago, Tokyo, Portland, and more. Aurograph finished up his touring, Vape Air and Sage Hardware toured Japan, and Young Bay has also been out on tour supporting his new album, supposedly playing some older tunes. There are also some upcoming events this winter, which we'll talk about in an upcoming segment, but remember, if you'd like to keep up with the calendar of upcoming shows and streams, you can head over to arcology.online/events. What's been going on in the URL space this fall? Well, I'm going to rewind it a little further back, and I'm going to start with the landmark festival I mentioned last episode, Slushwave 2024, which was August 29th through September 1st. It was streaming online via Vapor Memory for the first 2 days, and there was a live event in Belgium on the 31st, plus a bonus outdoor nature wave show on September 1st. It was a unique blend of IRL and URL, taking the subgenre to the next level and hopefully inspiring more future events. On Saturday, October 12th, Rabbit Hole Club hosted PlunderCon, another Barber Beats festival with some smaller but talented artists who've been releasing a lot of solid music in 2024. The next day, October 13th, Dystopian Oasis hosted their first URL show, Slushwave Mallscape, and they announced that they are doing an IRL event in Los Angeles, which I'll mention later. Roge Fest 2 was a festival hosted by one of the I2K co-founders, Roge Corp, back on October 19th to celebrate his birthday. It had a banger lineup, and his I2K co-conspirator, Van Gogh, was on stream with him interacting with the chat between sets. Rabbit Hole Club also hosted a Halloween streaming event called Vapor Grave with 7 artists from the Barber Beats and Dark Vapor side of things. The big one this fall was Vapor Aid 2, which popped off on November 16th and was quite possibly the biggest streaming festival of the year. The event raised over $5,000 for children in Palestine and featured live performances plus URL sets. It was hosted by Quiz and was broadcast on Don McLemon from Brockhampton's Twitch channel, with both of them on stream hosting. Although there were some technical issues with some of the in-person performances, and the show did run late, the vibes were high the entire afternoon and evening, with special sets on both the URL and IRL side of things. Congrats to everyone involved, and I think I speak for a lot of people when I say that I look forward to the next one, and it was an honor to be involved in the first one, so hopefully I could participate in a future Vaporade. There's been a lot more Bandcamp and YouTube premieres and album listening parties, you know, some of which are listed on the Arcology's event calendar that I mentioned earlier. And if you have your own, you could submit yours over there as well. Luxury Aesthetics Virtual Gallery with DJ Non had 2 episodes in September, two in October, including a Vapor Breaks adjacent episode, and an episode in early November with a channel surfing theme. He's showcasing a good mix of new releases, lesser-known artists, and old-school deep cuts, so make sure you check it out on YouTube on Wednesdays. Hot Takes has been back in action for their fourth season. They're streaming on Twitch on Mondays, as well as uploading their episodes to YouTube and podcast platforms. They chatted with visualist Jumper Kimmins in October, did a special Sunday show with Runners Club 95, and in November, they did episodes with Dreamcastle and Short Stuff, who runs the Minidisc Wiki. Luxury Elite's Neon Knights had two episodes in October and November with lots of bops and no singular theme, so check it out to discover lots of different artists. Sight Sounds and Conversations with Codex Encyclopedia was back for a Halloween special that broadcast on their YouTube channel with a feature on Incopav as well as other artists. Big Baby Prophet is still streaming all vinyl DJ sets, which you can catch on YouTube every Wednesday night. VG Days is also streaming on Thursday nights with sets of Vaporwave and Future Funk over on their Twitch channel. On the podcast front, Future Sounds UK had an episode in October interviewing a synthwave person, but back in September, they inducted a new host from the Vaporsphere, Aldo, aka Groove Remote. Utopia District hasn't had an episode in a minute, but they're busy with their upcoming festival that we're going to talk about later, and I imagine there'll be some new stuff for Christmas as well. Night Clerk Radio has continued to drop episodes to round out their busy year. They had an October episode about the Artist Vacation Bible School's Satanic Panic album series and Dreamcastle's Lego video album releases, plus a rundown of suggestions from their Discord in November. The Slimewire podcast had an episode in November that featured an interview with Hot Takes co-host Skeleton Lipstick about his new album, Death Romantique. In other news, Pad Chennington released an informative and emotional video called The Mysterious Music Genre of Signal Wave, which reprises part of his previous Signal Wave video and expands on it with a more contemporary history of the subgenre. The video is over an hour long and is well worth your time. Daydream Deluxe has released a new video essay on his YouTube channel after a bit of a hiatus. He covered the rising subgenre of vapor breaks, vaporwave that takes cues from drum and bass, jungle, and dovetails with the low poly breaks and 90s rave throwback mixes that we see all over YouTube. The video talks about a number of artists, including Pizza Hotline, 3-Piece Suites, Donor Lens, and Luxury Noise. It's a fantastic video on what I think has been an emerging trend in the vaporwave scene the past year or two. And you know, I should probably mention my conflict of interest. I've been promoting the term's usage, and I've been pushing it with releases and tags on my label, Pacific Plaza. But I think it's quite fitting for the music Daydream Deluxe describes, and I hope it continues to be discussed and dissected as a genre term. If you're looking for a mix on YouTube made by a real curator who keeps up with the contemporary scene, you should go check out Bort Media. They're always dropping mixes that are themed and mixes with current artists. They've had a lot going on here at the end of the year, so go check them out on YouTube. There was a great interview on Mel Magazine's website with Blank Banshee. It was conducted during his tour last year, but didn't see the light of day until recently. Blank Banshee is really an open book about his past, his influences, his thought on vaporwave, and he confirms a few rumors, including the one I tweeted about. So big ups to the writer for doing the interview and getting some great answers out of Blank Banshee. I actually did try and get in contact through Hologram Bay, but I only ended up getting to ask him one question during the photo we took together post-show. I'll link this interview in the description, and it's going to be on our website. Infamous artist PCA has been content IDing other artists' songs and slowed versions of samples that many people have used over the years. It happened in News at 11 on YouTube and some smaller artists on SoundCloud. A Reddit user named Steingar posted a trove of lost and obscure vaporwave albums with plans to do a write-up on them and the discovery process for their archival work. We're going to host an article about it on our website after Christmas. In other archival news, the Internet Archive, which hosts and backs up many Vapor and Future Funk releases, as well as Archive's websites on the Wayback Machine, has been suffering from a hacking incident and other problems lately. Here's what they had to say in a blog post on October 21st. Quote, "In recovering from recent cyber attacks on October 8th, the Internet Archive has resumed the Wayback Machine, starting October 13th, and archive it on October 17th, and as of today, October 21st, we have begun offering provisional availability of archive.org in a read-only manner. Features like uploading, borrowing, reviewing items, interlibrary loan, and other services are not yet available. Please note that these services will have limited availability as we continue maintenance. Hackers disclosed archive.org email and encrypted passwords to a transparency website and also sent emails to patrons by exploiting a third-party help desk system. The safety and integrity of the Internet Archive's data and patrons remains our top priorities. As the security incident is analyzed and contained by our team, we are relaunching services as defenses are strengthened. These efforts are focused on reinforcing firewall systems and further protecting the data stores. One of the founders, Brewster Cayley, also mentioned on a blog post on November 14th, quote, "Libraries in general, and the Internet Archive in specific, have been under attack for many years now. For us, it started with the book publishers suing about lending books, and now the recording industry about 78 RPM records, which is a drain on our staff and financial resources. Now, reoccurring DDoS attacks distract us from the goals of preservation and access to our digital heritage," unquote. There was also a video released by the YouTube channel All Things Lost called "The Internet Archive is in Serious Trouble," which details some of these other legal issues they have been facing over the past decade, and it touches on some of the details of the hacking this fall. It'll be in the show notes and linked on our website. On the subreddit, there's been quite a bit of discussion about AI in Vaporwave and Future Funk, which is something I also want to explore in an upcoming episode. There's been a backlash on the Future Funk subreddit against AI, and the mods banned AI content, although not much noise was made about album artwork that uses AI. YouTube 24 streaming channels that use AI-made music have also been popping up recently related to Vaporwave and other stuff. This has also been happening in the lo-fi and jazz scene as well. One of our articles for the November roundup covered the proliferation of AI music on major artists' Spotify profiles, racking up tons of plays. It's even happened to some artists in the Vaporwave scene, including artists that don't even upload their music to Spotify. The main Vaporwave subreddit also had a user-made poll posted recently where people voted overwhelmingly in favor of banning AI content. A lot of people suggested adding a flair for AI stuff, but the discussion was contentious, with people trying to figure out where to draw the line, and hypotheticals like folks accusing each other of not labeling posts correctly, and that kind of stuff. This is obviously a topic I want to get into more this winter, as we continue to see more AI being used to produce Vaporwave content. Everything from music and samples to artworks and videos. If you have any thoughts about AI in the Vaporwave scene, send us a message on social media or send us an email. And finally, it's the Bandcamp beat. We're bringing up the latest updates related to the platform in the Vaporwave scene. The Bandcamp app disappeared from the Google Play Store in late August, which some people speculated was related to the Epic Games vs. Google lawsuit, which Bandcamp is still named in because it was owned by Epic at the time. However, the issue was resolved by mid-September. There was also an updated Terms of Service on November 11th, which included a provision that says, quote, "Updated terms to include a statement that Bandcamp will not use your music to train models to generate music or allow others to do so," unquote. Bandcamp also started a TikTok account over the summer as an expansion of their Bandcamp Daily coverage. Bandcamp Friday happened in October and November, with the final one being on December 6th. There's no indication that will continue in 2025, but the Is It Bandcamp Friday website says Bandcamp Friday is over for now, comma, stay tuned. Otherwise, things have been quiet from the Bandcamp Union and SongTrader themselves on both their websites and social media. Winter shows and events. Here's what's been happening and coming up for winter 2024. Peppermint keeps interrupting me here, but on the URL side of things, Utopia District hosted a benefit festival on the 14th and 15th of December called Vapor Raise. Featured an extensive lineup, with all funds raised going to ALS research. The VOD is up on YouTube. Late Arcane hosted an album release party on December 7th to celebrate the launch of their new album, Prestige. The lineup featured Mesh, Luxury Elite, Bart Graff, Crystal Eternal, and Gamma Flow. On December 21st, the Signal Wave Christmas special was hosted on Naoko Coed's YouTube channel. It features an extensive lineup of Signal Wave favorites, with headliner JPEG Stripes. Pad Chennington will be throwing a URL Christmas show on December 22nd called Pad Chennington's Ugly Sweater Party, with a huge lineup of some of the biggest names in Vapor, like James of DDS, Luxury Elite, Macroblank, Slower Pace, Tupperwave, and more. Hot Takes was back with a new episode on December 16th with DVI, who's been releasing some EPs on the music website label. And Luxury Elite's radio show Neon Nights returns on December 3rd over on YouTube. The next one will fall on New Year's Eve, and it will have a special late-night lo-fi mix. As I mentioned before, there are labels and artists announcing listening parties on Bandcamp, so check out the official Bandcamp homepage for live events and streams to see if there's any names you recognize at bandcamp.com/live. onto the IRL gigs. In late November, we had Yoitoki in Manhattan, New York on the 22nd, as well as Pontiac, Michigan. They were also in Vancouver on the 23rd of November. November 30th, we had Dysfunction, a future funk DJ night in Toronto, Canada at The Witch, put on by the Nightfall Collective. Zero Lounge in Los Angeles opened over the weekend of November 22nd and has hosted a number of vapor or vapor-adjacent performers like Enrail, Frank Javsi, They Friend, and more. And finally, there are events in December and the New Year that have been announced, including Future Funk Night in Boston that happened December 6th, called Mux, hosted by Mirno Tilde. Toronto is getting another Future Funk event on December 7th, courtesy of Yoitoki, at Lee's Palace. Dystopian Oasis hosted their first IRL show on December 13th at the Y2K and Vapor-themed bar in Los Angeles, Zero Lounge. Sweat.biz's 7th-year anniversary show was at the Whistle Stop Bar in San Diego on December 15th. As y'all know, I'm a resident DJ, and it was so great to celebrate what our gracious leader Aglado has built over the past 7 years. It's the longest-running Vaporwave and Future Funk DJ night in North America, the iconic TV wall, which now has multiple separate stacks thanks to our resident visualists, Signal Splice and Squiggle. Also on December 15th, out in Arizona, Tune in Tokyo and Groovy Kaiju were throwing an event at the Thunderbird Lounge called Tokyo Grooves. Yoitoki will be in Las Vegas, Nevada with Englewood on December 20th at Area 15th. And finally, Yoitoki has announced a show for 2025 on January 17th in Atlanta, Georgia. If you have upcoming events that you want featured, please submit over at vaporwavenewsnetwork.com/submissions. In addition to my event submission form, we've partnered with The Arcology on a consolidated listing. You can get to their calendar by clicking on the Events tab on our website. If you send something through my submission forms, make sure you submit your event on their website as well at arcology.online/events. Upcoming and current releases. This episode, I'm going to be reviewing a video game-themed Vaporwave release that took me straight back to my childhood. English producer Akko released their new mini-album, SimCity 3000.wave, on September 13th through Business Casual. It's a deft reimagining of music from the SimCity 3000 soundtrack that takes you on a hi-fi trip into the digital cityscape, the iconic 2000 simulation game. Although Akko has put out some other albums and stellar remixes over the past few years, this release is actually the second installment of SimCity-themed releases by the producer. This time around, Akko treats us to even more nostalgic remixes than in a previous EP, transforming elements of the soundtrack into a stunning tribute to SimCity 3000. The original soundtrack for SimCity 3000 was composed by Jerry Martin, who had become a go-to composer for various Sim franchises, including The Sims, SimCopter, and the various Sim Cities. While the Sim franchises are usually remembered for their jazzy soundtracks, Martin was a music composition student who studied under notable minimalists like Terry Riley at Mills College. SimCity 3000.wave leans into these more minimalist influences and fuses it with more contemporary beats and dense arrangements. Not only does Akko select sample sources from the original soundtrack, but dives deeper into the extra cuts that were created for the SimCity 3000 Unlimited version of the game that came out in May 2000. On a personal note, SimCity 3000 Unlimited was the city builder that I actually played the most in my childhood, and city builders have always been one of my favorite types of video games. So, in a way, I feel uniquely qualified to review this, if not a bit biased. The six tracks selected capture a unique side of the game's music. It doesn't take you back in time or transport you to a specific era. It takes you to a utopian place that feels timeless, like being immersed in a heady session of gameplay. Mapping out the expansion of your city, laying down the roads, and carefully zoning each street. SimCity 3000.wave starts with a repeating marimba, calling to mind the cells and pattern music of Steve Reich's work for Mallet Instruments. But instead of slowly developing and modulating, Akko swathes us in layers of melody, buoyed by a deep halftime beat and metallic bass. Forsaking the violin solo of the game version of the track, New Terrain adds gliding FM synths that work with the drums and bass to augment the soundtrack samples. This mix of utopian virtual, minimalist sonics, and chiptune forms the backbone of this EP, with motoric percussion that hints at vapor trap and synth pop. The next track, Building, starts much in the same way with overlapping cells and melodies, but this time it has a more humanistic touch, with free-flowing acoustic piano and plucked instruments that coalesce into an industrious beat. As the music swells, chasing hi-hats and bubbling 8-bit synths embody the entropy and energy of filling your empty game map with life, bouncing from place to place as you struggle to balance your utilities, the traffic, and the zoning demands. City Lights keeps that same industrious energy, but takes us on a drive through the cityscape at night. With rushing beats, gritty bass, and cascading plucked strings, this one brings you down to street level. Akko takes the best parts of the original track, rearranges it, and adds new layers as well as sonic upgrades, something that's present throughout the EP. Iconic melodies and leitmotifs from the game are preserved, like the minimalist-inspired reeds in Concrete Jungle. Even though Akko straightens out the beat to swing in 4/4, they pick the perfect moments to introduce memorable phrases and the sparkling orchestral hits. And despite its title, named after the original soundtrack like all the songs on SimCity Wave, this version feels more optimistic and invokes nostalgia for the utopian world inside your computer. SimCity 3000.wave covers a lot of ground in just 23 minutes, concluding with the mysterious and manic syncopation of the penultimate track, Sixth Floor, and the meditative and enchanting finale of Magic City. This last song is a fitting conclusion to the EP, an emotional exhale of drumless piano, pizzicato strings, and ambient game noises, with some familiar voices, car honks, and bird calls for those of us who played the game in our youth. Its wistful nostalgia glows over the course of its 4 minutes with cinematic orchestral swells and cyclical melodies. Akko transforms the track, sparingly using samples from the original and adding their own staccato sonic motifs that sound as if they were taken from other parts of the game. The project as a whole has a 16-bit approach. It combines sampled sounds and real instruments with synthesized tones, which is complemented by the immersive arrangements and nostalgic care that Akko has put into this album. Its cohesive sound and particular attention to elements of minimalism in the original game soundtrack make this suitable for deep listening or as a soundtrack for building your own city. It's successful because it sounds like a better version of what I remember so fondly, with some moments even making me question if the melodies are sampled or newly composed. Even though there isn't a hint of jazz, Akko taps into that minimalist side of the SimCity soundtracks and creates a stunning tribute to the game full of utopian nostalgia. You can listen to the album on Spotify, Bandcamp, or your streaming service of choice. It was also released on CD by Business Casual as a double EP with his previous album, SimCity.wave. Okay, recent releases for fall 2024. George Clanton and TV Girl released a new collaborative album called Faux-lenium with 7 collaborative tracks that George sings on. Macross surprised everybody with a new 10th anniversary edition of his album A Million Miles Away, fittingly called 10 Million Miles Away, which has some reworked club versions of his most popular songs, plus some extra cuts from his greatest hits and a new track called Party Groovin'. Young Bae also released an album back in September called Bae 6, stylized 6AE. It has a lot of vocal features and co-productions, but honestly only one good song in my opinion, which I added to our Fresh Future Funk playlist. Chance De La Soul couldn't stay away for very long. They've ended what they've called their shortest indefinite hiatus to release Rediscovery back on November 1st. Diskette Park released their new eerie album, Radiant Covenant, on Underwater Computing, and there's a great review of it on Listen Corp's website. Phoenix number 2772 has been releasing some new music lately, including an album called Passion that simply has original written in all caps for the description. Dreamcastle TM put out a new album in their ongoing series of LEGO stop motion videos and themed albums. LEGO Castle, 1979 to 1998, was released on September 29th, and they were on Hot Takes this fall, as I mentioned earlier, where they shouted me out, Trucks Passing Trucks. Dan Mason released his new album Bleed on November 15th, and he has cassettes available on his Bandcamp, plus a special subscriber edition with a transparent purple shell. And Skeleton Lipstick finally released his new album, Death Romantique, on Hushtones, back on October 8th. Over to Future Funk, Neon City Records put out a few new things, including reissues from Schoolie Toyama and Young Bae, plus new albums by Superflat, Night Tempo, and the Macross album mentioned earlier. Topaz Club announced that they're shutting down after 8 years of releasing Future Funk. Flammy made a post about it on the Reddit that detailed the reasons behind the closure. Corspect Records has been a bit quiet this fall, but announced a new single by Australian synthwave artist, Griff. The second edition of the Team Building compilation, put together by Hot Singles, was dropped on Spotify, and there isn't a Bandcamp version, so you're going to head over to streaming services for this one. Englewood released his new album, Turtleneck Tunes, on September 24th, and had the collaborative Yoitoki single with Macross and Vantage in October. Our review of the single release party is up on our website. Cyan Blue released his new album back in September called Cyanide on Business Casual. Sori released an EP that translates to theme song for the TV anime Sori's Room, a pair of Future Funk tracks for a fictional anime, and their shortened TV size versions. Tony Fucking Heel dropped a couple batches of EPs and a sample pack on their Bandcamp. All He put out a few new singles in an EP called R Racing 98 back in September. Japan's Kiss Me Nerdy Girl dropped two dumps of remixes and edits on their Bandcamp, one in October called Tofu on Fire, and one in December. Kurout put out their new full-length album, Runaway Romance, on October 18th via the Space Bebop Collective. Jingoro put out a new mini-album compiling some tracks that have been available as singles on Spotify. The collection is called Times We Had, and a track from it called Agent Girl is on our Fresh Future Funk playlist. Nixter, who has a lot of great sample ID videos on YouTube, put out a collection of short songs composed daily as a challenge throughout the month of November. For the DJs out there, producer and DJ Snowdream has dropped another compilation of marvelous mashups that are great adds to your crates, so go check that out on his Bandcamp. And some disheartening news, there has been a Bandcamp page called DJ Black that has been swiping old releases from the Sunrise Collective and other Future Funk artists. You should avoid giving them money. And if your old releases were put out by the Sunrise Collective, you should probably check out the page to see if they boosted your tunes. On the Barber Beats front, Slower Pace put out a collab album with Mabisio and a sequel to Barbershop Simulator 2 in November. Macroblank has a Bandcamp again, but he's only dropped one album since his Mega 24-hour compilation. The title translates to Hero Volume 1, and it came out November 15th. Oblique Occasions put out an album of early works revisited in September and two editions of their Run-Along series in October and in November. Opal Vessel put out a new album, Drowning in Your Blood, plus an hour-long mix in November called Hell is Full. Mabisio released three new albums, My Crimson Dreams in September, the collab album Genesis with Slower Pace in October, and My Sensei Nujabes in November. Barber Beats producer Gore put out quite a bit with a new album, Crimson Club, in October, and four volumes of outtakes entitled Phantasmagoria from October and into November. Godspeed's 29th release, which translates to Unknown Assailant, came out in September. Their 30th release, Unfair, came out in November. Guild Merchant put out an album that translates to Character Flaws and an EP called Devil's Advocate in October. Dark Desire put out a new album called Bliat in September, which also got a reissue on Celadon Plaza in November. Darkness has put out an album of B-sides and rarities, plus a new EP called Oblivion in November. For splits this fall, we had Mabisio and Slower Pace, like I mentioned earlier. Text File Editor and Sodium Chloride put out The Split in September. Opulent Regime and Hazuka released their split album Stronghold on October 4th. Micromecha and Space and Vapors released Violet Blade on October 12th. Giovanni Scorpio and Quantum Dreams put out a split on October 10th. Squire and Obituary put out a split called Game Plan on November 8th. Undersaken and Zombiac had a split called Poor Bet in October. And Undersaken also put out a split with Magnum Innominandum in November and has released seven albums this fall, including the splits I mentioned earlier. Dirty River put out three releases this fall and has already been dropping stuff in December. Micromecha put out two albums since our last episode, One of them was Original Compositions, Exploring Their Influences, and a Barber Beats album called Mecha Cuts, Volume 2. Magdalene put out a few releases. Some of them got physical editions as well. They had an album in September and two in October, plus a new Slushwave project called Forgotten Sinner. Canadian Barber Beats producer Known Artiste put out their Vaporlute URL set on Bandcamp, along with a remastered album and a new album in November called Extrusion. Connecticut Barber Beats producer Time Fragment put out two releases in October, Comfortable Solitude and It Was Nice to See You. Mexican producer Permanent Zimp put out three releases, one in September and two in November. And Modest by Default had a new album on November 11th that translates to The Power of Order in All Things, and had physical reissues on a few labels including Celadon Plaza. Pizza Hotline put out an official RuneScape Breaks soundtrack album, sanctioned by Jagex, the developer of the game. It came out on September 3rd, and Pizza Hotline also dropped a low-poly sample pack on October 17th. Luxury Noise released a new single called Reconfigured Heart on October 18th. DJ Violence released a new album on the Expanding Earth called Vapor Memphis Forecast 2, which was recommended by Luxury Elite on her brief commercial break blog. Mitro put out a beat tape inspired by MF Doom on his Bandcamp in late October. 3-Piece Suites released Echo Breaks Volume 1 on InnerSense Records, a sister label to My Pet Flamingo that leans into jungle and vapor rave. Stux.io put out their first album in over a year, Kona Blue, on November 8th. Prismer, aka Maggie.wave, put out a new breakbeat album called Isolation Days that collects works from 2022 to 2024. Truman put out their new album, Dreams You Kept Frozen, on November 11th, which has some New World vibes and some outstanding production. A new label curated by Channel 71, Freshwater Media, was launched in September and has a bunch of Signal Wave releases, including the new album from Channel 71 called Low Visibility. International Telecom put out an album called Test Recordings on November 30th. Slushwave artist Illusionary put out two new long-form tracks in November. Slushwave Social Club put out another volume of their community compilation series, SSCC Volume 6, Autumn Memories, in early November. Victory Over Death released three albums, Signal Wave and Broken Transmission. Yokohama put out five releases this fall and has been doing design for a lot of cassettes in the Slushwave and Signal Wave scene. Sora from Lima, Peru has been putting out some albums under his alias Blurred Holograms, as well as a new album in October called Astral Deconstruction Volume 1. Disappear Underscore put out new music in September, plus an album called Anomaly in Nature on November 1st. Mom and Dad's Computer has put out a handful of albums under their TCR4 alias, and two new albums under their main alias. Midnight Premiere put out a new album in their Memory Haze series, Volume 3, and had all of them reissued on Celadon Plaza as a bundle. They also released Paid Programming in late November on their Bandcamp. Kenmore Classic has been busy, putting out seven albums since their set at Slushwave 2024. Hotel Shampoo put out a new album on October 4th called Up to You. Crystal Japan and Tefco put out a split album called The Garden of Ideas back in early October. The Microgram released an EP called Last on October 4th. Sangam released their new album Inside at Night on September 6th. First single Orange Bliss is on our Contemporary Vaporwave playlist. He also released albums Drained Sky and Mystical Dawn in October and November respectively. Renja put out their new album Life, and it's loaded with 35 tracks of dream punk. Horizon Wireless put out the album Pool of Moon on Bogus Collective in September, and self-released an album that translates to For Example, For Purpose of Enjoyment on November 25th. Voyage Future put out a surprise new album called Inverted Land on Villain in late September. Australian producer Forme put out their new album Soulless on Dream Shore Tapes in October. Virtual Reality Deluxe put out two EPs and a mini album this fall. Zadig the Jasp put out a new album called Sex on October 10th. Vapid put out a new album called Memories of Love on October 18th with some Memphis Carpet-inspired artwork. Farragul put out a new album that translates to The Beam of Sound on Arctic Contact that's got a mix of barber beats, future funk, and vapor funk. In terms of compilations, Stratford Court put out their 10-year anniversary compilation with gorgeous artwork by the founder Andrew, who, fun fact, was the artist Walkie Talkie on the early Keats Collective compilations. World's End Collapse released a compilation of 10-second songs curated by Hydroplaned into a false reality called Intervals at the end of November. Gumshoe, a sublabel of Sunset Grid, put out the Halloween compilation Panic Beats in October. On the net label front, Sunset Grid released some new albums by Lovi Tracks, Maris Court, Sussin, Asense Ion, GBA Flame, and the Halloween compilation Scream Time. Bogus Collective also released a bunch of new albums from artists like Ezra, Cobalto Drew, Kinetic, Putterpoly, The City Reviewer, Hydroplaned Into a False Reality, Dystopian Exoplanet, Anime Antonym, and a Halloween compilation called All Hallows Screams. Photoshop Co. released a bunch of new albums from Pocket Monster, Bubblebeam XL, Roman Bust, Photoshop the Artist, Cute Aesthetics, San Diego HQ, and more. My Pet Flamingo released some new stuff recently, including Enrail's new album, Deep Fake Fantasy, and reissues of Otto's Greatest Hits Volume 1, as well as Pall Mall by Cat System Corp. Halcyon Tapes put out two new releases, one that's not Vapor by Allo Friend, and a beat tape by the producer Freysha. Shatterfoil Industries reissued stuff from June Lalonde, Machina Pensante, Epson, and Penthouse Suite, as well as a new album by Skyglow and a compilation called Storm Season that benefits North Carolina hurricane relief. Geometric Lullaby put out vinyl and cassettes by Telepath and his other project, Virtual Dream Plaza. No Problema Tapes put out many reissues as usual. There was vinyl pre-orders for Sangam's Inside at Night and Gendema's Sassy Things. They added some releases to their Barber Beat series from Modest by Default, Morose, and May Crutch, and they also released a special Halloween album by an artist whose name translates to Save Screen, called Save Rooms and Cutscenes. Gorgeous Lights released a new bundle of Signal Wave with releases from Naoko Coed, Astro TV System, and a split from Video Forum and Identity Crisis. Pure Life Tapes did some live shows and streams this fall, with the final one in November through the Bandcamp Live ticketed streaming platform. They also released an original soundtrack by Kuroyame called Growth, and there was an album by Larry Folger called Comrades. Ray Records is back with a bevy of new cassette releases in November from artists like Soviet Tango, Brick Mason, V Tomo, Zero Ray, Polyglot, Transmitter, Kagoshima Tangerine, and Agape Horizons. Qingdao Market, the satirical parody label, has been revived and partnered up with No Problema Tapes to reissue music from Morose, Soror, Illusionary, and Lost Colossus, whose album Death Race has two versions, one standard version and another Qingdao version to look and sound like a bootleg. Global Pattern put out a new trio of albums called the Sonic Travelers Bundle, with releases from Linaria, Balsam, and a collaborative album called Surreal Transit. Doki Doki Beats put out some new stuff and had a massive sale after announcing that there will be some changes coming to their discography and pulling the remaining physical media for certain releases. There was also a Silent Hill-inspired beat tape by Zai Cowan, The Backroom Tapes by Forgotten Employee, Embodiment of Value by Majestic 12, and The Painkiller Project by Darkness. Underwater Computing has been busy releasing stuff from Polyglot, Cardian, Ocean County Mall, Sky Too High, Calvera Love, Virtual Airbnb, Diskette Park, Juliet 9, Last Ceremony, Silver Cord, and a special reissue of Cat System Corp's Oasis and Hi-Fi. Business Casual's weekly releases featured Cyan Blue, Akko, Carte Blanche, and Morris Anima in September, Butterfly Boy, MP3 Neptune, and Van Gogh in October, plus Minuet Cafe and Lei Wolong in November. If you have upcoming releases to send to us for coverage, head over to vaporwavenewsnetwork.com/submissions and use the upcoming release submission form. Okay, for our main topic this week, as we're heading into the end of the year, I've posted our Best of 2024 poll, which you can access through our website and social media links. I'm going to recover the results in January, but before you go and vote, you might want to finish listening to our main topic this episode. Back in July and August, I got in contact with a couple of folks who were involved in the Vaporwave and Future Funk scene to give us their top 5 releases of 2024 so far. I know it's a bit late coming out now, but Maybe it will help remind you of some of the great releases from earlier in the year that you might want to vote for in our Best of 2024. So, to get started here, returning from last year, we have the guys over at the Future Sounds podcast who each picked one album. Patrick Fakeman picked The Lone Ranger by That's Matt, which was released by Business Casual. Jay and Tom, aka the duo behind Donor Lens, picked Deep Fake Fantasy by Enrail, which just got a physical reissue this fall. Enzo, whose three-piece Sweets project has been indulging in Vaporwave and Vapor Breaks, picked the album Deuxième Anthologie by synthwave artist Adieu Aru, which came out on Stratford Court. And Rob Dyson, who has a really active Blue Sky account, picked Images by FM Skyline, which came out on 100% Electronica. The second person that helped us out this year was Andrew from Celadon Plaza. He also wrote a little description for each release, which I really appreciate. And we're going to get started here with our number one, Siren Song by Gore and Dark Desire. Quote, two titans of the scene combine again to follow up their latest collab in unprecedented fashion. Unique production and fresh sounds are littered across the collab, while each track still retains the feel of each artist. 2. South Cougar Jazz Ensemble by Modest by Default. Quote, a complete change of pace in associated aesthetics and sound for Modest in the most welcome way. Drawn out long jazz medley samples that make me feel lighter than air and in need of a whiskey. It's been on repeat since day one for me, and it's one of the standout releases from someone who has had many of them so far. 3. Pyromaniacs by Slower Pace. Quote, what more needs to be said about the king of faux game soundtracks? Pyromaniacs takes all he has learned from Barbershop Simulator and Metaverse Sports Resort to give us what may be the definitive version of this recent trend in Barber with its cyberpunk-esque tones. Nostalgia for a game that didn't exist? What could be more vaporwave? 4. Aquatic Galleria by Platinum Towers, Hotel Shampoo, at Midnight Premiere. Quote, a journey through the depths of a submerged shopping mall from three of the best artists keeping the old sounds of vaporwave alive and well. A slick combination of mall soft and late night lo-fi sounds that will surely please fans of the early genre. 5. Something Old, Something New by Haircuts for Men. Quote, a return to form in every way for the OG. It's more of the 2014-17 sound that spawned a subgenre, and that is a good thing. Long drawn out sample loops that just work so well. Thank you so much, Andrew, for writing those awesome descriptions. Next, on the Future Funk side of things, we have Night Patrol, who's part of the Team Discotech Collective. He sent over some picks for his favorite Future Funk of the year, including Hot Singles album, Sugar, Barb Walters, Fantasy, Kuek, Apogee, The Yukio's Future Nights 2, Cadet's album Heartbeats, and honorable mentions for Brian Rojitas, I Forgot to Release This, and Seiji 97's From Space. I know this has been kind of a quick one, but there's a lot going on in this episode, and last but not least, we're just going to have my picks from the halfway point of the year. I've obviously been a big fan of Barber Beats for the past year or two, even making some of my own. But the first half of my year was dominated by Fruitiger Arrow adjacent music that had sort of utopian virtual vibes and breakbeats, in addition to my usual love, Future Funk. So the first release I want to shout out is called Start by Vesna TM. The artwork initially grabbed me, but its Vaporwave Zero and early 2000s influenced Vaporwave kept me around. I even wanted to put this out at one point, but another label ended up taking care of it. A Hero Silk Sounds, a very fitting home for the album. Another standout in a similar vein, but with a more utopian virtual vibe, was Virtua by the Rochester artist Trendy Trendy. On the same tip, but leaning more towards Barber Beats, was Ultra by Godspeed, which came out on Business Casual. It had a nice mix of influences, not just chill-out music or atmospheric breakbeat slowed down, moments of laconic lo-fi house, late-night lo-fi, and classic Barber break beats make this a standout in Godspeed's vast catalog. For my fourth pick, I have an underrated and mostly unknown artist named Postdive that put out a great Fruitiger Arrow-influenced album called E-Lounge. And as mentioned in the review from last episode, my favorite album at the halfway point of the year was Apogee by Kuek. You can listen to the review in episode 17, or check out our Instagram or TikTok for an abbreviated video version. I also have some honorable mentions, like the Daybreak compilations from the Nightfall Collective. It had tracks by so many current day future funk artists that I dig, like Party Night, Happy Cola Baby, and Cyan Blue. Many of these tracks also made onto our Fresh Future Funk playlist that you can check out on Spotify. A couple other honorable mentions for me are Luxury Noise's Vapor Breaks classic, New Position, which came out on my label Pacific Plaza. Dusk, with a Q between the S and the K, put out two great dreamy drum and bass albums, Gaia/Ray and Heaven/EXE. Rombreaker also put out the all-original Barber Beats album, Prisoner of Time, that I reviewed and dug a lot. And Permanent Zimp had a great Barber release with the album Analog back in March. And finally, one last compilation shout-out, Hot Takes Volume 1, which was a benefit compilation, came out in April, curated by the Hot Takes streaming interview show, and they had a ton of great artists on it, including myself, under Trucks Passing Trucks. I hope some of these picks from myself and our other gracious contributors help you find some more albums to put on your end-of-the-year list. Don't forget, you can head over to our website and vote for your top 5 releases of the year. The poll will remain open until the end of the year, so while you're on your holiday break, take a moment to think about your favorite Vaporwave and Future Funk releases of the year, and then go cast your vote. Big thanks to all our contributors. I initially queried them all the way back in like August, and I apologize it didn't come out till now, but thank you to the Future Sounds guys. Thank you to Andrew at Celadon Plaza. Thank you to Justin, Night Patrol. I really appreciate you getting back to me and sending your contributions. I hope that our listeners will go check out the stuff being recommended by these labels, curators, and fans of the scene. Links to everyone will be in the show notes and on our website at vaporwavenewsnetwork.com. This month in Vaporwave history. For the month of November, we're heading back to 2012 to explore what might be the very first curated Vaporwave compilation. We're discussing the compilation by the Tumblr blog Hi Hi Whoopee that came out on November 11th, 2012, with a title in Japanese, Yoki, that translates to Vapor. It captures a snapshot of the early era of plunderphonic and experimental internet music that would go on to birth a new age of Vaporwave and point to what might come next after the era of C-Punk, Witch House, Chillwave, and other internet music that was blown up by the media. I found this album during one of my many deep dives, pouring through Rate Your Music lists and Discog releases related to early Vaporwave. Back then, a mysterious release caught my eye that wasn't attributed to any single artist, and it had three interlocking triangles with some Japanese characters on top of them for the artwork. Strangely, the characters in the title were flanked by colons, 5 on each side, and the title translated to Vapor. Scanning through the 40 artist deep track list, I saw many familiar names that people in the post-pandemic Vaporwave scene might recognize, such as Luxury Elite, Bodyline, Media Fired, and Wake Sleep, but there were also some names that I had encountered throughout my time in the scene and researching the early evolution of new breed and Vaporwave music, folks like Future Funk Rocker, SunUp Recordings regular MJ Lincoln, Veracom, Police Academy Dropout, who helped form the early Facebook group Xerox Fax Machine Superheroes, Transmuteo, who played SPF 420 shows, and Splash Club 7, who were primarily known for being C-Punk as fuck, but also cavorted around with producers in the early Vaporwave scene. There's even an Amun Dragon side project on this compilation, and supposedly an anonymous submission from Vectroid, which was mentioned in another blog post by Hi Hi Whoopee. This compilation was not just a collection of Vaporwave tunes, rather, it encompasses a lot of sounds that were being explored by folks in the internet music and Facebook group Hivemind. There are moments of degraded echo jams, screwed loops, and hazy nostalgia, but there's also minimalist-inspired IDM, plodding witch house, chillwave, plunderphonic noise experiments, and liminal new age music. We also get glimpses of future subgenres, like wistful late-night lo-fi, fidgets of glitchy vapor noise, skittering drums of vapor trap, moody ambient music a la dream punk, and mashed together commercials, TV, and movie clips like in Signal Wave. However, the term Vaporwave doesn't actually appear in the original Tumblr post about the compilation, nor its tags. Instead, it's tagged Webwave. There's no content provided in the original post about the album, except a simple enjoy. And on the Bandcamp, it just mentions the curator, who was at @HiHiKun_. Although a later post on the Tumblr clarified that it was the administrator of the blog who put it together. In order to find out more, I had to reach out to some of the artists and folks who were involved in those early, messy days of the scene, including Luxury Elite, Mesh, Keith Rankin, Barracom, and the person who helped me the most with this one, Robin, aka Internet Club and Wake Sleep, whose track closed out this compilation. Most of the folks mentioned pointed me towards a person named Kenji Yamamoto, who ran the Hi Hi Whoopee blog and had many artist aliases like DJ WWWW, as well as running a net label called Wasabi Tapes. The Tumblr blog was known for covering internet music, especially vaporwave, alongside many other experimental genres. It was a cooperative blog, a multi-writer affair that had contributions from many people, and its content was all in Japanese, which has necessitated a lot of translation during my research. However, between conversations with Robin, reading other entries on the blog, it does seem that this fascination with vaporwave and the curation of this compilation was propelled by Kenji. At 40 tracks long, it would take forever to go through each artist and the wandering storylines of each, but as Robin told me, quote, "It captures so much possibility, so many different directions and connections. Post the dummy article, pre-aesthetic, pre-50,000 subgenres with no actual sub-differences," unquote. And in a later post about the first Fortune 500 compilation, another writer for Hi Hi Whoopee also noted that the compilation, quote, "firmly captured the web underground scene as a whole, including vaporwave," unquote. This compilation sits alongside other stuff we have covered, like the Sewer Greats series, which also had an eccentric track list, compiled by a curator and meshed in the up-to-the-minute happenings of the international internet music community. As Luxury Elite told me, quote, "Hi Hi Whoopee was a really great, underrated part of the scene who doesn't get a ton of attention, but his blog was such a great time capsule in general regarding things happening online at the time, especially in a time where Vaporwave's second waivers were peeking through in a way that was really exciting and fun," unquote. And Kenji, aka Hi Hi Kun, wasn't the only person writing about Vaporwave on that blog. Other writers went under Twitter handles like La Reprise, Yokutetsu, and Azioji. This was a compilation created with purpose and curation, even down to its name. Its formatting and use of non-standard characters reflects what Ye Text describes as, quote, "feelings of nostalgia, lost futures, and decay," with, quote, "text itself that appears glitched, degraded, and echoed." You can read more about that in the Ye Text article and video called Decoding the Secret Language of Vaporwave, which we talked about on episode 2 of the podcast. The choice of the singular word vapor is also significant. It's just vapor, maybe suggesting an umbrella or metagenre that unites around the digital appropriation of recontextualized signifiers and sounds. It points to something greater than the formation of a static music genre. It's like a cloud of particles that, when grouped together, form something you can almost see, feel, and touch, but is also destined for entropy and will eventually scatter into many different directions. Funny enough, the compilation itself has faced a similar fate, being all but forgotten by most people in the contemporary vaporwave scene. Heck, even some of the artists on the compilation couldn't recall the details about it, or incorrectly asserted it was unofficial or just a bunch of random existing tracks pulled from various band camps. Regardless of its fate, this poignantly curated set of tracks captured a moment in time as a group of internet renegades took inspiration from various microgenres, chopped and screwed production techniques, and hauntology to blaze new trails on the information superhighway. You can listen to the compilation Yoki, aka Vapor, on Hi Hi Whoopee's Bandcamp page at hi-hi-whoopee.bandcamp.com or on YouTube, where it has been uploaded by the channel Sigmund Generous. You can still access the Hi Hi Whoopee Tumblr page, as well as scroll through their humongous archive of posts related to internet music and experimental music at hi-hi-whoopee, no dashes this time, .tumblr.com. Big thanks to Robin, aka Internet Club and Wake Sleep, for helping me out with some information to make this segment and for their wonderful quotes about the blog and the compilation itself. Everybody knows. Everybody knows. Okay, I hope everyone has enjoyed this episode of the Vaporwave News Network. Thank you to our supporters who have been in the associate producer tier, like Mackie and Joe B. Remember, you can sign up to support the show for $5 or $10 a month. We'll have our usual stuff in the show notes, but make sure you sign up on our website to get our email newsletter every time a new episode of the podcast or feature article drops. I also sent out our monthly roundup of articles, news, and videos that are adjacent to stuff in the Vaporsphere. Look out for that in your inbox if you've signed up for emails at any tier. In addition to posting on our website, we also have an Instagram, Blue Sky, and TikTok where we post highlight graphics and videos with the releases and history mentioned in each episode, so make sure you give us a follow and repost the content. You can find us on social media at VW News Network. If you would like to submit something to the show, check out vaporwavenewsnetwork.com/submissions to access our Google Forms for upcoming releases, upcoming events, and Spotify content, plus voting for our best of 2024. If you want to get in contact with us, you can also do it through our email, vaporwavenewsnetwork@gmail.com. If you're a reputable label or a collective looking to advertise or sponsor the show, please get in contact with us as well. I've been your host, Alex, aka Trucks Passing Trucks. If you want to find me or my label on social media, you can look up Pacific Plaza Rec. That's Pacific Plaza, REC, on Blue Sky, Facebook, Instagram, or TikTok. I also have an Instagram page for my music and DJing shenanigans over at Trucks Passing Trucks, all one word. If you want to book me for any gigs or streams before the end of 2024 or in 2025, get in contact with me on social media. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you tune in to future episodes of the Vaporwave News Network. From our part of the Vapor World, this is Alex, signing off. Until next time.
Vaporwave News Network.